Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and I'm joined by Lauren LaRosa.
Back again.
We got some good stories for you today, Lauren, to dissect.
Yes.
The three we got today are Gap are suing Kanye West for $2 million. We're going to talk about American Idol winner Just Sam. Where are they now? Singing on the subway again, busking. And finally, we're going to talk about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Well, I think it's official. They're back together. They're holding hands all over the country.
They have been official. I don't know why we do a story every time they do things that couples do, because they've been a couple.
Hey, let us tease the story. It's a big story.
Stay tuned. Just work here, you know?
Okay. The first story, Gap is suing Kanye West because they used to have a deal way back when. They sell those hoodies and those jackets in Gap stores.
Yes.
And as part of that overall deal, they rented out this space in downtown LA, the Art City Center. And Kanye went into this building and completely remodeled it. He built a ramp. He installed a tunnel. He removed ceiling lights, built a wall. They got rid of three bathrooms. They did a lot of stuff, basically. $2 million worth of stuff.
Right.
And then the deal fell through. And so now the people who own this building that leased it out to Gap,
they need to fix it back.
They're like, Gap, give us our money back so we can fix it back. And Gap's going, oh, we don't owe you. We're going to pass that on to Kanye. Kanye owes you.
Okay, so I know that Gap is asking to not be held responsible, but I guess my first question is, when the changes were made, did they not know what was happening?
Didn't know. They were not kept in the loop, Kanye being Kanye.
Exactly. If this wasn't something that had to be approved from Gap on down to Kanye, and he just did it, I feel like they are totally in the right. Like,
yeah, he just did it.
Yeah, I think, well, then it's only fair that they are not held responsible. But at the same time, I do feel like, and this is not any, it could be whoever, not even just Kanye. I do feel like as a brand, when you collaborate with someone and you put your name behind them, you kind of are like saying whatever hits they take at that time, we will take.
But there's a line, you know what I mean? Like, if you have a deal with someone, you can't just go in, what if you demolish the whole store? Well, you know, I've got a deal with Gap, so.
That's like if you're my talent and I have you coming in for a festival and I'm the festival promoter or owner.
I can just tear down the festival walls just because.
If you mess up the hotel will no longer rent to that festival, not just you. And I understand both because I, as the festival, put my name on the line and said, hey, we are booking this talent that we think will be responsible enough to be in this space. And I'm just saying that to say that it's like these brands get involved with people. They know what they're getting up front. You know Kanye. You know he's spontaneous.
Right.
You know he does whatever he wants to do. You know what I mean? Like, so you let him be his self within these spaces as long as it's making you money. And then when it doesn't work out and he, you know, they had to separate from him, they're not making any money with him. It's like, oh, we want to go to court and he's now held responsible. Because question to you, like, if the whole Kanye fallout did not happen, he was still designing with Gap, they were making money, they were still relevant.
Then it's fine.
Would this lawsuit be here in front
of
us?
No, because they would have been using that store to sell Yeezy stuff and they would have made their money back and then some. But the fact of the matter is, Kanye was hard to work with. Actually, Kanye ended the deal with Gap.
Yeah.
And now, like, midway through, this store has been torn down. And so I think, yes, when Kanye and Gap have some sort of deal together, they're working together, to a lot of people, much like the person who probably owns this storefront and said, yeah, Kanye, take out the lights, take out the bathrooms, it's almost like a cosign. But It isn't a cosign.
It is, though, almost. Because at some point, the people from Gap are coming into this office. They're seeing the construction being done.
They didn't know.
There's no way.
They say they didn't know.
There's no way that all of this renovating into this space, if we decide to tear down these walls, someone at TMZ is going to tell someone else at TMZ that this wall is being taken out. Yeah, even if they didn't know it was happening.
Not if this studio was in downtown LA. No one in this office goes to downtown LA.
You don't think that at any point in this collaboration with Gap, Kanye had Gap people working with him? Like, people that are directly connected to the corporation. Come on, Charlie.
Hey, do you know Kanye? Kanye doesn't want help from Gap.
Even if he doesn't want help from Gap, it doesn't mean that at some point they're not like there seeing things being presented. It's just, to me, I just feel like I understand what they're trying to say, but you guys knew coming in what you were getting. Take the full responsibility for the fall.
Like, and at the end of the day,
it's the cost of the creative, basically.
$2 million to Gap, and maybe even to Kanye, isn't that much money, is it? Is it?
It's not. I mean, I don't know where Kanye is in his financial journey of life right now, you know, after losing so much. But I don't think that it's a lot of money to either one of them. And that's my thing, though, is like, you guys made the bed, lay in it.
Right. But they also, they did have a contract with Kanye, Gap and Kanye, so that Gap said they wouldn't be liable for stuff like this. So it's in black and white.
Well, I mean, look, if the paperwork is there and that is true, then they came in knowing they needed to protect themselves. They have nothing to worry about. But if not, and knowing Kanye and knowing that you should have come in and protected yourself, I don't, you know what I mean? I feel like pay the money.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Kanye's had the failed thing with Gap. They've had the failed thing with Adidas. Like
Adidas.
Oh, we say Adidas in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never wear Adidas. It sounds like the, like, I would never. Like, I feel like you get beat up around the way. Like, you can't just Adidas. Like,
we also say Gup instead of Gap. Gup.
See, that's...
That was a lie. That wasn't even that funny either. That was a lie.
You made that... Like,
yeah, I was trying to think of something funny to say.
Men just lie for no reason. Like, why did you just say that?
I don't know, you had no reason
to say that. Let's just move on.
Moving on.
Let's just move on, because I cannot with you.
Moving on. American Idol winner, Just Sam. She won in 2020. Sad thing for her is the very next year in 2021, it's only come out now, but in 2021, she was back on the subways where she had started the whole journey, busking for money. You know the people on the subway, they do little performances and they try to get money?
Yes, I have a cousin that does it as a like a career, like that's what she focuses on.
It's one of the joys of New York. But Just Sam, she didn't think she'd have to be doing that joy any longer because she won American Idol. When you win American Idol, you got a 250K.
Yeah.
So that's quite a lot of money. And you get a recording contract for an album. Apparently, she didn't want to go through with that recording contract after all was said and done. She abruptly left the label in 2022.
Wow.
But so in the middle of all of this, she's back on the subway. Like, it's weird because 250 grand is quite a lot of money to blow in a year, especially if you're not maybe it's because you're not accustomed to having that much money. I don't know what she would spend it on. But it's a bit sad. And she said it's a bit embarrassing that this is where she is back now.
And I also think, too, she was 20 years old at the time. I don't know, like, you know, what her family situation is. Like, you know, if she had, like, business managers or, you know, good people in her corner to help her really navigate, like, you know what I mean? Like, there had to be something there if she decided to walk away from the contract. Or maybe it just wasn't what she thought it would be.
Mm.
I don't really know. But I think that this is kind of like... This is a story that is very common, but it goes viral because people don't talk about it enough. So first of all, I just want to say to Sam, like, you know, shout out to you for being brave enough to put that out there.
She humbled herself to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But right. I also think that, like, more people should talk about the fact that, like, everything that glitters in this, like, whole Hollywood, like, entertainment spectrum is not gold. Like, $250 sounds like $250,000 is a lot, you know what I mean, to someone who doesn't have it. But when you think about the taxes that come into it, she has to live. She's trying to record music. She may not know how to best leverage her money, how to monetize. If she's monetizing, she might not know where to collect it. There's so many different places where artists lose money and never recoup it.
Right.
And then you're in debt to these labels after that. And it's just, it's a lot. And, you know, you got to think about it too. 2020 was like a very strange time.
Well,
in
I mean,
the world.
She won in the pandemic era where, yeah. I mean, I guess she probably couldn't go on tour straight
away. Exactly.
And get money elsewhere.
And you got to think about it like, I don't even remember the last big name from Idol, but like I'm thinking like the Fantasia days, like you
that's
know,
that's way back. Yeah, Jennifer Hudson, yeah, Kelly Clarkson, I don't, Phillip Phillips.
Those type of stars, in my opinion, aren't coming from an Idol anymore. And if so, it's very like one off. I can't name anyone recently who has been that big of a star. Can you?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
Who's your favorite The Voice contestant of all time?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like who, like name some that I would know.
I don't know. Like oh, I was wow. actually
okay.
asking.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm just saying that to say that like imagine, you know, you win the show. There's so much hype around it. You have this money. But at the same time, to the world of celebrity, and we know that like there's levels to celebrity. She's still a no one. She's still right. The new girl in school trying to build, right? So who's streaming? She can't go out and touch an audience. She's in the pandemic. You know, mental health stuff came and hit people really hard in the pandemic. I just think that she had a lot of factors that she was dealing with. So I don't know. I wish her the best, but I think having this conversation, I think it really shines a light on like, it's tough, even if you have a head start.
Yeah, I think, you know, it all looks fantastic when you win like American Idol. It's got this brand behind it. Like it must mean that you're like the best sort of under the radar singer out there. You plucked from obscurity and now you're winning this huge national show. But then, you know, 250 grand is great. Halve that because of taxes. You know, your lifestyle obviously changes when you win something like that. You probably want to move into a nicer place or maybe you want to.
Those show, like American Idol is like, it's kind of dinosaur now.
It is.
I feel like you could win American Idol and no one would even, like only a set, maybe small group of people would even know who you are. Like you could literally stay in your same apartment.
Didn't someone won American Idol this week?
Really?
The latest season concluded.
Who?
Exactly.
Well, look, with Sam's situation, one of the things I will say is, though, like I was listening to the video of the act, like the singing, and
actually let's throw to it now. Let's yeah. throw to her, let's hear her singing belting out
she's
on
good.
The subway. Not bad.
It made me want to sing.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. She's really good. So, you know, I wish her the best. And I actually hope that her being transparent about this moment leads to something else. And I think second time around, she'll better understand maybe what the downfalls were either on her end or just things that she couldn't control and maybe how to avoid them. But stories like this, like, I also think that it's admirable that she didn't just go get a job or something like that. She went back out.
Mm.
She's really, like, you know, like when you're
an
artist,
I agree.
It's like, if I can't do this, I don't want to do anything else.
Like, it's not like she's working at like a sandwich store now.
And she could like just go
sandwiches.
Grab a job, you know what I mean? But she decided to get back out there, even if it is just on the train stations.
Mm.
And let us not even say even just is, because when you're in New York, people on the train stations, people that are like on the sides of the streets, performing, busing outside of concerts, those people get discovered. Those
right.
people get in commercials.
But she's like, been discovered and then she's been like, you know.
It happens. That's Hollywood.
I know.
That is Hollywood.
I'm rooting for her. Like,
I'm
hope she
I
can turn
too.
It around. Hey, if you walked into American Idol audition, what song are you singing?
Juvenile, back that ass up.
Okay. We got it. We got it.
To it's our a spiritual. It's a spiritual.
To our final story of the day. Sean, our producer Wild is cracking up. Sean Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Is that an Australian thing too?
Camila? Yeah, we say Camila.
Oh my gosh.
Camila Cabello, they're back together. They were holding hands in LA recently. Now they're holding hands in New York. That's cross country holding your hands. That's from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. People get on airplanes.
Yeah, to hold hands. You want to hold hands everywhere.
Yep.
Well, I mean, what I find interesting about their relationship is for almost like nearly the first year, everyone was like, this isn't for real.
Yes.
Like, you know, we're not buying this. This is PR. And now that they're kind of rekindling, I can't see them apart. Like, they seem perfect for each other.
You know that from a coffee date?
I when I see them together.
They just look good together.
You just see the look of love. You see the comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
I know that both of them are kind of shy sort of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're kind of like a little bit insecure and got their own. I kind of just think.
You know a lot from this coffee date. You think they're insecure just by looking at them?
No, well, I've run into Sean Mendes a few times and he's kind of like a humble, sweet dude. Very good looking.
From the
dude.
Clip you shot with Sean, I didn't get insecure. I got very like, it's almost like, you know how Obama is like very like silently, like he just knows.
Okay.
Sean was very sweet and very like, it just oozes out of him. He doesn't have to say it.
He oozes.
Yeah, but like a good one, like not your
ooze. Not a yucky ooze like
yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say though, like, you know, because with the in November 2021, when they decided not to be together anymore, I felt like the pressure of them being such young, big name stars got to them because it's tough being in a relationship and being public. But seeing them out and about now, it seems like they don't really care. Like they're very, I love the fact that they're super unbothered. Like you see them doing regular stuff. They're holding hands or whatever. Like they're not hiding from us. They're not going out different sides of the doors. And
well, this latest chapter started at Coachella.
Yeah,
they're very public. Like they were like dancing and grinding and like doing all that flirty sort of stuff, little kissy kissy.
Do you think that this is like get married, have a baby type of relationship? Or is this like, oh my God, that was a great relationship for those years. And then they both move on with someone more permanently.
Get married, have five babies.
Five. Wow.
They seem the five baby type.
Ooh, the way my stomach just started hurting. Like that.
Oh,
is
just your stomach?
Oh God, Charlie. Oh my God. Wow, five babies.
They seem that type. I'm telling you, I've run into Sean. He seems a five kid type of dad.
I could see that for him. I do think that they're pretty young, but it just seems like this is something that I agree that they're gonna be around and together for some time because they just seem very confident and comfortable in each other.
They do. They're like sort of very young, both big stars, both huge music stars.
Which is tough.
Which is tough because then you got competing schedules the whole time. Like one of you's on tour.
Not even just schedules. You got the hoes. It'd be the hoes outside. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's a good looking guy. She's a good looking girl. But we don't hear stuff about like, even when we heard about Sean rumored with another woman, it was like the massage therapist or whatever. I don't think that was a thing. But when people thought that, it wasn't like a messy thing where people thought, oh, he cheated. You know what I mean? And that normally comes up a lot in young relationships with big celebrities. It just seems like they're very respectful of each other. They actually like and love each other.
Right.
So I could see it lasting a long time.
Is Sean your type?
No, he's not my type. He's a little bit too, like...
white bread, so to speak.
No, I think he's just a little bit... Wait, what does that mean?
Vanilla?
Like, just because he's white?
I mean, I don't know. I was just seeing what you'd do with that.
I mean, I could try a white guy.
You could?
Yeah.
What sort of white guy would it have to be?
So Sean doesn't have enough swag for me. Like, I need someone who can, like, I'm like, yeah, okay. He's like, I got this. And I'm like, yeah, all right.
What, like a Travis Kelce?
Yes, that is my type of white guy.
Well, there you go. I nailed it.
That is my type of, you look at you.
I know, thank you.
No, I'm my type.
Yeah, he's
wear Tim's, that's my type.
Oh, you knew the white guy to wear Tim's?
Yeah.
That's basically, okay? Okay, if you're listening.
Swag. I mean, I'm not necessarily, no shade to y'all, but I'm not necessarily looking for a white guy in Tim's. But if you are a Travis Kelce type, you know, the DMs is there.
The DMs is there. Well, okay, that's a good way to end the episode then, Lauren.
Oh, me being thirsty. Okay, great.
Of course.
Great. This has been fun.
This has been very fun. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you here tomorrow.